This is Psalm 77, and I'm reading from the New Passion Translation and reading the first 15 verses. This psalm has two places where the word Selah comes. It just means an interlude, a pause. And so we'll pause for a couple of seconds and just allow God to envelop us, embrace us, do only what He can do during those moments. I poured out my complaint to you, God. I lifted up my voice, shouting out for your help. When I was in deep distress, in my day of trouble, I reached out for you with hands stretched out to heaven. Over and over, I kept looking for you, God. But your comforting grace was nowhere to be found. As I thought of you, I mourned, God, where are you? I'm overwhelmed with despair as I wait for your help to arrive. Selah. Just take a deep breath and allow His Spirit to flow into you in refreshing ways. I can't get a wink of sleep until you come and comfort me. Now I'm too burdened to even pray. My mind wandered, thinking of days gone by. The years long since passed. Then I remember the worship songs I used to sing in the night seasons, and my heart began to fill again with thoughts of you. So my spirit went out once more in search of you. Would you really walk off and leave me forever, my Lord God? Won't you show me your kind favor, delighting in me again? Has your well of sweet mercy dried up? Will your promises never come true? Have you somehow forgotten to show me love? Are you so angry that you've closed your heart of compassion toward me? Selah. Lord, what wounds me most is that it's somehow my fault that you've changed your heart toward me, and I no longer see the years of the Mighty One and your right hand of power. Yet, I could never forget all your miracles, my God, as I remember all your wonders of old. I ponder all you've done. Lord, musing on all your miracles, it's here in your presence, in your sanctuary, where I learn more of your ways. For holiness is revealed in everything you do. Lord, you are the one and only, the great and glorious God. Your display of wonders, miracles, and power makes the nations acknowledge you. By your glory bursts, you've rescued us over and over. Just ask the sons of Jacob or the sons of Joseph, and they will tell you. And all of us, your beloved ones, know that it's true. All of us, your beloved ones, know that it is true. Almighty God, sometimes this is the way we feel, that we are alone and that you're not available, you're not hearing us, and yet we know that you are there, always with us. And I pray for anyone listening to this psalm who is saying these words to you. Have you forgotten? Will your promises never come true? Won't you show me your kind favor? Has your well of sweet mercy dried up? Oh Master, would you draw close to these ones and hold them in your loving embrace and let them know that you will never leave them, Master, that you will be with them during this time. In their deep distress, in their day of trouble, when their hands reach out to you, that your hands will reach down for them. Thank you, Master. We pray this prayer in Jesus' precious name. Amen.